and the bottom four lines. But Omar Echad Min HaChassidim, one of the Chassidim used to say to his Talmidim, HaTorah Yitira Lonu Lishova, the Torah allowed us to swear B'Shem HaBoyre, in the name of Hashem Be'emes, if we swear for righteously. However, V'Niya Atzchem, I will advise you, Shalos Yishovu Boy, that you never ever swear in the name of Hashem, Loi Be'emes Loi B'Sheker, not truthfully and not falsely. Also, the Torah does allow to swear in the name of Hashem if it's true, but I advise you, I will never to swear anything. Imri say hen, yes or love now or not or no, but not more than this. Don't swear. By the way, some people have a custom, I swear to God. Sometimes it's very wrong. You should never say such a statement. I swear to God. It's Mama Shere. Never mind if it's not true, but even if it's true, it's worthwhile never to swear. People paid everything not to swear.
Well, we do tshuva. We're supposed to, I guess, not swear to God, but what's Lashem used to tell Hashem, I'm not going to do that again.
Okay, that's it. It's the undertaking. It's a promise, but not to swear. In other words, swearing. But he says, to that extent, I mean, the main thing is the power of the word is so powerful. The power of the word is so powerful that Chosid advises Talmidim even to swear for right reasons also to shouldn't. Agaiva, in the next thing which is very much comes up in words, Agaiva, arrogancy, valatzonis, laughter, bezoyseyoshim, embarrass part of the company, ayoshim, which is to sit along. In other words, when you speak with, what it tries to analyze, evaluate, is when you sit with company, especially not the right company, eventually you fall through in many areas. And one of them is Agaiva, he's trying to show yourself important, valatzonis, making jokes on somebody else's cheshmi, we try to embarrass some of the city, make fun of one of them. You left alone with them. Kvar yecharati already established by Chokas Inyan Zeh B'Shar Sefer Hazeh B'Shar HaKniya, in the first, the second gate, in the second Shar, in the Sefer Shar HaKniya, I spoke a lot about it, that to what extent that bad friends is bringing a person down from his madrega. How much it takes away penis of a kutzbach from his eyes, basis all the mirror, all the way is mixed, the way is commingling with other people, sichosim, and talks to them, imit at solem, nazakosim, that you, no way can you rescue yourself from not being damaged by them, but moinam, bedabber, nazakosim, bemo, moinoi, bedabram, boy. Eventually, he's going to be damaged in himself and also his money. In other words, they're affecting his lifestyle too. The Dabram boy, when speak. You see, unfortunately, how people do the opposite of this advice. People do all kinds of things to get together and to talk and to schmooze and to. When you get into events, when you get into a dinner, you get into a smorgasbord, people stand around, meet each other, go around with plates and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, groups and talk and talk. That is the opposite of what the Chassid says. Try to stay away from it. All this stuff doesn't mean if it's positive you go for learning or for steiging or for business or something else. But this socialization, getting together to socialize, it's a terrible thing. You go look at chilling for gossiping, for talking, for looking, for watching, for affecting each other in the wrong way. Mom is the opposite, says you have to run away from this kind of things. The next thing is which is you're falling through when you are in company, how do you call chaynef?
I think this is the usual interpretation.
Clearly not making impressions for the wrong intention. You know, you make a certain impression, a certain statement, you want to gain something. V'havas k'nois Hashem.
Acting.
K'chaynef is more acting, like acting in but. Acting alone is not the chaynef yet. When you act for the sake of benefiting, you want to get something out of it. So you're acting favorably.
Salesmanship.
That would be.
Putting on airs.
Putting chaynef would be, right, the salesmanship. V'havas k'nois Hashem. And the love of trying to acquire a name for yourself, you want to acquire a certain image, these goys them to be proud of it, as God lets them become big with them. Mashi yedeh, which you know, mashi ene deh, which is known, which is not memina, chokhmah samaisim. He wants to be famous. In area which he knows, and even areas which he doesn't know. Imehem, and also other disadvantage comes up from companies. The responsibility that you have to command other people to do good things, you have to warn them not to do bad. You have to educate your chaver. If you see the chaver doesn't do anything but just to do, you have to bring him to do it and they shouldn't do wrong. You have to warn a person in three areas. We continuously, when you come together with people and you see something is wrong, you're not allowed to sit by and do nothing about it, to ignore the fact that it's being damaged. And you have to keep warning him. And by the way, when you're coming together, you're not warning him because his pastness is not nice, whatever it is. You're transgressing one of your commandments. And you have to warn the people in three areas. One of them is Giyus Hayad. You have to try even physically to hold back a person of not doing anything wrong. In other words, even if you have to use your hands, you have to do it as Pinchas did, by Cosby and Zimri, that they literally kill them. Hashemi, in the second way, Limchas Vidvorim. You have to hold back with words. You have to chastise them with words. Ashlishi belev, you have to do it in heart. I hate these gatherings. Mimrishoim laish, you will not sit with the Rosh. Means the chiev of Chocha, says the Holy Spirit, goes in all three areas. You have to first machiach in your heart. You have to be distasteful to this company and not to acknowledge it in your heart. Then you have to say it to them. And if it's need physical use to stop them, you have to do it like Pinchas use it. When you see good company, but you're fighting with yourself, you don't want to go because you're not going to go there to speak of Shinhara, Rechilus, Litzonus. So you listen to the advice of Chorus of Us, you're not going into the company. You stay isolated. But you can't see, I hate the company, I would love to be there, but then I don't want to fall, I don't want to make a virus. So I'm getting away from the company. So you can't say that I'm hating it, it's disgusting in my heart. So first you use the externality, first you go. And if you see they're doing terrible wrong thing, they're making laughter on somebody, making fun of somebody, putting down somebody, that you're even using your hands, you know, to, if it's needed in a halachic way, like Pinchas, and then you talk about it, how come you do such a thing, and so on. So eventually, if you act up physically and with words, eventually you develop that feeling in your heart that you really would hate to be in this company, you really wouldn't be participating in it. Maybe that's the order. But obviously, usually there is that you should always have it in your heart. But if you can't get it into your heart, you should hate this company, you have to use the physics. So to be im yimcha limchas b'rishom al kolponim yimcha, if he could be moicha, if he could protest in this rishom, al kolponim yimcha, of all conditions he should be protesting. She'ein ha'ma'oresim lotim min ha'kitzer. But there's no way that amaratzim, when they're getting together, they should be rescued from shortcomings. They're always full of shortcomings. The kashet is voided. But this is very difficult. Very difficult all the time. You're going to be known in company. If you're always going to go around in company society and always going to chastise him, so you're going to be known for the mishuganer, you know, you're the troublemaker. However, if the kashet is voided, then you're going to be lonely, you're not going to go with the company. But lo molecho chavis atzilu, then you potter. You're free of this command betoiv to tell him good to razorim in rabbi lisofik, to tell him not to do bad. This is a very hard mitzvah. If in the mitzvah for Chocha is a very hard mitzvah to fulfill it, as it should be, Kmo Shomer Chochmei Zichron Verucha, Havoido. The Chazal tells us in the Gemara, Havoido Asveri, Miesh Bedor Azeh, is there somebody in this generation who Mekabel Tachocha, who could really receive Tachocha? So today to be Mekabel Tachocha is very, very difficult. So what can you do? So when you're getting into company, you're getting into a dilemma. To stay there and to be quiet and let them see all the stupid things which they do, in Atalati, in Mevatla Mitzvah Fachocha. To be Machiach, says, who could be Machiach today? The best thing is not to be there. That's the biggest protest, not to be a part of them.
To be Mechabu Tachocha in those days, problem that there was no one to receive it, or there was no one to give it, or just a thing?
There was no one to receive, therefore you couldn't give. There's somebody who wants to give, but there's nobody who to receive. Rabbi Ktosam, on the other side, Avoido, he says both. On the other side, Absmerik, Miyash Bedarazem, Mishadelach, Yach. He says, the first one said, is there anyone in this who could receive a tochocha? The other one says, no. Is there anyone who could give a tochocha? The reason why people can't receive is because there's nobody who to give. Because Chazal says, if you complain, there's nobody here to receive a tochocha. You know why? Because nobody who to give a tochocha. Who could say that he could give a tochocha to Shiyot Tzimur Alev purely? This was already said in the Gemara's time. Avoido, let's see who is there. So Nachas Kamal coming out in our times of today. Obviously, it's a very hard mitzvah to be the kind of mitzvah for chokha today's time. So what's the mitzvah? It is to stay away from bad company. This is important for being mechiyach. Umehem, in the other disadvantages, when you stick up with company, is hepsed eitzah, that you lose guidance. You lose proper guidance of chesra and hakoris haseichu. And you're also missing the recognition of your intellect as Gabriel Sayyid, and Yetzer becomes stronger by Chavarosam when you have friendship with Yusam, Islam with Ramidas, and the bad midas. When you are with bad company, okay, you don't develop your intellect, and your Yetzer is overpowered. The one who is friendships with fools becomes bad. Childish talk. And to sit in the congregates of Amratzim, to sit in shul sit Amratzim. You know, when you go to shul to daven, there's always a table somewhere where the Litzanim are sitting there, the left, the scoffers, they're sitting there and talking. His Matzina Sodomirav says, if you sit with those groups, eventually they take you out of this world. Because, you know, they pull you down, and they're affecting you, and you can't stand against them, and you become a part of them. The bottom line of the whole thing is most of the veras is being done with two people. One person does not. Most of the veras is a veras which is being done to two people, to company. You need two people to be oivirus. To do bad business, to swear false. Usually, aid the sheker to testify false. All the veras which is done with the language, with the tongue, in Loshon Hara. Loi Gomrid, all the veras cannot be fulfilled to accomplish Ela Bechevra. Only with company, with Sori Vimin Odomen, you're commingling with people. Avar Abdidus, when you are a lonelier, sorry, that you isolate yourself, a Pridim Vimin Odomen, that you get away from people, Sibas Hatzol is already one condition that you rescue yourself, because Mashachan and Mavis, all the most veras, immediately staying away. Vimma Chosak Shabbatvoim Avim Midas Atoiv, it's the strongest thing which brings a person a good Midas. If a person isolates himself, now, we're not talking a person who is sickly and lonely. He gets depressed, he's not. We're talking a person who will love to be with company, could be with company, but he purposely stays away because he doesn't want to get into trouble. So this is one of the strongest things which brings a person a good meeting. Because this way, see, when a person yearns to be with company and he doesn't go with company because he wants to be alone, not to fall in, so when he's alone, he needs still company. So he's his company. Hashem. He speaks to Hashem, he speaks to himself, and that's called you purifying your midas. Ikvar Nehemar says, Nesedere, Kamud Bor Alev. Kamud, the foundation, the pillar of body of the pure heart, a person who wants to have a pure heart. What is one of the foundations to accomplish a pure heart is a Havas Habdidus, the love isolation, the Vechiris Hayechidus, and to choose to be alone. Because you could only work on yourself to purify and cleanse yourself when you are alone. How can they for Yishomer Ochi, watch my brother, Penny Shiach HaYetzer. Maybe the Yetzer will try to tempt you. The Yapa Be'enecho HaChevra. It's going to beautify in your eyes the company. It's Orvus in order to commingle with people. The Sischo, and it will entice you. Lichsav Be'esach Chidus Abdiris Lehem at a time. When you are alone and isolated, he will entice you that you should yearn, I wish I could have company, I need somebody to talk. You know, I need somebody to talk, you know, this is, I need somebody to talk, you're lonely, you need somebody to talk. This is the Yetzer's talk. You say, watch out, don't look to him. And immediately, even if you're alone, you pick up the phone, you have to talk to somebody. This is also, don't pick up the phone. Maybe he's going to deceive you, the Yetzer. Rai Lipcho, you think of Yavsky, but Hevris Chachom, Yodim Salim, is Terosoi. If it's going to bring up in your heart that, you know, those people are Chachomim, they are smart people, they know God, they know His Torah, we saw it in Dermi Odom, they mingle with big people. It's Heder Ine Abdilis, and the Hanukkah Smal Sechidis. Don't think so. Now, so the Yetzer Hara works on all angles. First, he wants you to have only company. Then if you work to get isolated, then you get so isolated, then it's not going to let you get to company with your Chachomet. Now, it doesn't mean the end goal is not to be alone. The end goal is not to be with bad people. In order not to be with bad people, he advises you to be alone. But once you are alone, you overcome, so what the Yitzhak does now, so now stay alone. And don't go commingle with good people, with Chachomim. And he says, why should you commingle? I don't want to lose the value of being alone, of isolation, because that's the most beautiful thing. Here you work so hard to get away from company, you should be able to stay happy with yourself. And once you're ready, came to accomplish the goals that you could be happy with yourself, then the Yetzer Hara are going to work in a different direction. Now then when it's important, you should go to good people. You should go with Chachomim. And then after when you accomplish isolation, then watch out, Penyato Oizcho, maybe is going to deceive you, the Yetzer Hara, Rai Lipcho, if not, and it will tell you, that don't even commingle with people who know Kodesh Baruch Hashem. Don't try to commingle with the great people. Why? Because that's going to be Heder Inyan Abdidus. It's going to take away the Inyan which you work so hard to be isolated. But Nochas Malas Hayichidus. And you're going to lose the advantage of being alone. That's what it's going to tell you. But however, the answer is not so. Achi Abdidus Agmir Vechidus Ashleima. The truth of the matter, to be with good company, with Chachomim, this is actually the real Bedidus HaGemura. This is the real being alone, and this is the real isolation. Because isolation doesn't mean that you physically isolate. You isolate from bad people. But when you are good people, they isolate you from badness. When you are in the company of Chesed people, the Torah people, is malos, ravos, and saves, you get much more advantage of malos if you stay alone. In other words, don't make extreme, don't become a lonely extreme for all prizes. Try to commingle with good people. It's too long to count them, to list them. What's the advantage of being with good people than to be alone? Those who go with Chachom become smart. Listen with you easy. Try to hear the Chachom. Be with company of Chachom. The one who does not make company with Anshe Chesed, wants to stay alone for them. Lo yeyav letzach cheyach loy. Elach lo melo yelech. Lo yeyav letzach cheyach loy. The letz doesn't like if being chastised. Elach lo melo yelech. Therefore, doesn't want to go to Chachomim. Omer Chachomim Zuchay Baruch HaChazal tell us, kibitz le reshoyim, gathering of reshoyim, company of reshoyim, ra'al ha'em is bad for them, ra'al ha'em is bad for the world. But the tzaddikim, in gatherings of tzaddikim, to be together with tzaddikim, toiv le'em is good for the gathering, but toiv le'em is good for the world. Peace of Hashem, separation of Hashem, to be isolation of Hashem. Hanoram is good for them, and Hanoram is good for the world. But the tzaddikim, in isolation of tzaddikim, Ra'alim is better than Ra'alim, because tzaddikim and they're together could accomplish much more. Omer Chazal tell us, you're basically Besvar of Chachomim. Your house should be a gathering of Chachomim, Vam Mitzvabik Faragleim, and you should be Mitzvabik. Dust yourself with the dust of the foot. I mean, lay underneath the foot, Vam Sheshab et Somas Divreim, and drink with thirst their words. Woman says, "Oz nidbri yireh Hashem." Then, when the people who fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when they talk together about fearness of Hashem, it's isha rei one to the other. They speak about the avos Hashem. It's yakshel Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is listening to the talk, yishma, and Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to that. You see all the advantages. In other words, the Chovei Shavuos tries to tell you, as much as you work to be alone in isolation, to be away from bad company, but don't use the same method to be away from good company. Good company should try forward to be forward, because you can't accomplish alone what you could accomplish with good company. Hashmoyne also in the 18th cheshbon, 18th accounting is cheshbon odom imnapshoy. When a person makes a cheshbon with yisol be'ez gafus, at a time when he's high, he's gadlo, when he's great, v'roichak v'roichak misholeyo bo'olam hazeh. He's making cheshbon when he stands out and how far he is from looking after this world. He should buy an erkoy babriya. He should look, what position do I find in this creation? Ben yalyonim atasoyim, between the great people, the smoke, between the abba, between yalyonim, the elements, the high elements, the low elements. He should try to evaluate your greatness and your highness, and to what extent are you participating in this briya, in the creation, between all the creatures. These boiloi, and should be clarified to the person, katsunusoi, your smallness, is iriusoi, your nothingness, when you see the sabayis love between all the other creatures who could be created. Moshe Bata bin Yazeh b'shara shishi, as I explained to Shara Kniya min ha-sefer hazeh, I spoke about how insignificant the person is. Look in one hand, how insignificant you are in this bri, in the creature. Mistakel achar kach, and after that look in ma-shechol ha-kabayir mi-agdur le-odam. Now, first establish the fact how insignificant you are. And then focus what kind of mashacholak aboyre, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given to you, mina gedula, or the greatness of a person. She shlita b'mina chaim, made you dominating for all the living creatures, what's smoking, the growing, b'mitzoyim, all the findlings. Actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you boss over the world. Mashacholak, the pasuk says, tam shilei b'masi yedecho. You made the person ruling in all your doings of your hand, called Shato Tachas Raglov, all the existence you put under the foot of the man. He gave everything over to the man, the whole world has been given over to the man. V'shadiya chukei toirosai, and you learn the person, the chukim, the statue of his Torah, the midai kol ma sheyesh betakonosai, and you teach the person all which there is in the cure of the world, m'soidas elyon ha'oilam hazeh betachtoinai. You let them know all the secrets of the both worlds, the upper world and the lower world. So, two things you have to focus on. How insignificant you are as a human being, how worthless you are as a human being from one end, and at the same time, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu had elevated you, made you almost a dominating factor in this world, and taught you the whole Torah and the secrets of all the existence. V'heirim alosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had elevated your specialty, b'shapchoy by the ahoydas laboyer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises it, you could thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ibikara elav b'tzoras, and you could call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time when you are in tzora. Ibanoysoy, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering you, b'esam tzukos, in a time when you need him. Ibachre boy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen in the person, b'sholchoy sevruah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu send the person to all the creatures of the world. Masra'el of the Gevorot, him Seidas Gevorot, the sixth of the greatness of Hashem, Baharis HaMoifsim Al Yodoy, because Bok also made miracles through the man. Ima Sheerach Sepura Min HaToyves HaNistoros VaNirois, it's too long to tell, to elaborate. All the known things, which is the known things, the hidden things, a goofy or the physical things, Ruch and the spiritual thing, we see how beautiful things mankind had accomplished. Akoidelo is all the inclusive things which mankind have done, and Yechodes, the specialties, Chesed v'Toivelein, all of this is, all is one chain of Chesed and goodness on us. Yistakel Okhi, look my brother, Kamo Erkocho Nikle, look how your individual value, how worthless it is. V'Yonecho Nivze, look at your individuality, how embarrassed it is. If you look at yourself without Hashem giving you anything, you're worthless, you're embarrassed, you're nothing. Bekama gidelcho boiracho, how much had HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated you in Masha'er Tzorach, which you don't need. He gave you excessive things which you don't need for your day to day life. Begoidel tzorkecho, alash gechos ala negosoi, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made you need to his divine providence, his command. He made you depending on him. Chus, the Chus ala Toro Hagdoy Lazois. Please, have mercy on this beautiful crown which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given to you. Ashi Tenchol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had coronated you. You see, when you look at yourself, how insignificant you are, and you see at the same time how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given you greatness and potential and future, what do you do with this beautiful crown? Please, have mercy. Try to save this beautiful crown. But Malo Haromo, this great advantage, Shirim Cholei Bo'elim HaKadosh Baruch Hu had elevated in this world. Try to utilize it, preserve it. The Gmula Godoy and the great reward Shetzafon Elocho, which is hidden away for you Bo'elim HaKadosh in the world to come. Look at the great reward HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in this world, and the great reward which is put away for the world to come. Vidovekcho, and you should become attached by Vidosoy in his worship, by Vidosoy in his thanking. Va'ali v'yacho, and don't let yourself being put down, bring yourself mashin is acha boy the boy. Don't let this advantage HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given you be the reason, the tool, that you should become arrogant, you should lose it. Everything which I mentioned, all the chesed and tov which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, all the greatness, make sure chas v'shalom that shouldn't be used lizgoyos b'inyonecho, that you should become a balkai and arrogant. Lizgadu b'nafshecho to make yourself big, lisroim b'chesed avoyderecho, that you should elevate yourself with the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against him. V'tachshav you should think minadin hu locho, and you should think it's all coming to you. Recognize that all the advantages which you have is all gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't have to show them acceptance, it's all coming to you. That you are worthy for those things. And it's appropriate for you. Don't accept those things. This is coming to you. This is appropriate for you. Attach yourself to be a calm, humble, banova, beshiflis. Below and be another. The more you see the greatness that you have, the more humble you should become, because actually you see, you recognize that you're not worthy for that. That you're really not worthy for it. If you really admit the truth, you will see that you're not really not worthy of all this value. Just like when a slave, which is a nothing, embarrassed, small, nothing, and his master will elevate him, promote him, is going to make him with his specialties and the special chosen people, is he going to see chesed in many olav? You see the great chesed shedom b'zois nafshoi, the Yosef Ben of Kerkarishon. He's going to remain with his first, with his original impression that I'm nothing, but this is the great chesed which the master made on him, he will be all fully attempted. He always will remember how he was before his master elevated him. Therefore, he's never going to be arrogant for these things. He's not going to become arrogant and proud because what he had accomplished, greatness, because it wasn't him. Therefore, he will not come forward and ask from his master, just customer, give me this, because he's not entitled. Anytime he comes before asking something, he's simply embarrassed to ask. Why is it coming to you? I that you're in such a position. I don't belong in this position to begin with. The king put me in this position. Should rely everything on his master. He's going to rely, trust him on his goodness. Actually, what is the sign, what is the symptom of an arrogant person when he thinks everything is coming from him? That he always demands. He could demand from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Davos, everything is coming to him, and he demands it. And if he doesn't get it, he's getting angry. This is something that we should ask. What we should ask is embarrassment. We should know that we are not worthy for that. We're really not worthy for all these things. The Omer al Echad min HaTzadikim has been told to one of the Tzadikim, Sha'omer Akat Filosai. The Omer al Echad min HaTzadikim has been told to one of the Tzadikim, he used to say after he finished davening, when he put in his request, Elohai, my God. Loi nisoni lama lefanecho, sikhli, loi nisoni lama lefanecho, I never allowed myself to stand in front of you with my stupidity, with my low value, and meet with my little knowledge, with the loss of it, and greater muscle with this elevation. Because you are very high. And I'm nothing, I'm embarrassed. The cotton small, Mishael Mucho should ask you anything, and to call out to you, Shevach Vahala, and to praise you. The tzaddik, when you have to finish davening, praising Hashem, he says, Hashem, that really, for my sake, I would never have the chutzpah to stand in front of you to talk and even to express your greatness. The Kaddish Shimcha, to sanctify Him, I'm Kudosh, which is already sanctified by Koilish HaMalochim, Elyonim HaKdoshim, which is the Malochim are sanctifying. What chutzpah do I have to be mekadosh the top front of you. However, aber Yerushalmi Yelze, what allowed me to do this? What chutzpah had to do it like that? Ma'asher emamtani betzavoyzcho ois, ma'asher emamtani, that you elevated me betzavoyzcho ois, that you commanded me korech to call out to you. If you wouldn't have commanded me that I should call out to you and to talk to you in these terms, I would have never had the guts to do it. Who am I to open my mouth? V'if shesani, you allowed me l'shabeach Hashem Kodash, to praise your name, Elion, the high name. And you told me that I should praise you kifi hakorosi oischo, as I know you. I should express all my feelings with your seminars, with quite when I covered. Imaroisi avedosi, and I should show my worship l'chot you v'shiklis of necho, with all my loners, you would still want that I should express to you all my acknowledgement of your greatness. V'ato yadea takonosi, you know what is good for me. V'ofne anagosi, you also know the way I conduct my life. I didn't let you know what I need to wake you up that Hashem, if not you don't know it. I only said what I need in order that I should feel to what extent I am dependent on you. I still rely on you. If I will ask from you with my stupidity, which is not good for me, and I will ask you, Masha Emba Takaros, which is not good for my tikkun. Bechiros Chal Yoino, but what you choose, Toyo, of course, is better than my Bechira. Don't do what I ask you, please. Ikvarinachti Kol Inyona Gzeros Chakemis. I already put all my things on your commandment, which you had accomplished, and Ogos Chal Yoino, the way you live life. Kmosh Oma Dovid on Shol of Asholom, like Dov Hashem said, Hashem, like Gova Libi. My heart had not been elevated to Roma Enai. My eyes, I didn't go with high madregas. If I had not erased and flattened my nefesh, kogomel ale imo, just like the little infant on the arms of a mother, kogomel ale nafshi, so is I my nefesh on you. Actually, just like the little infant does not ask anything of mother, and knows in the mother's arm, and no matter, he knows that he's in good hands, and his peace and calm, so says David HaMelech, so am I, L'gov Elibi, Yolom Enai, V'l'rachti B'gdoilis V'nflois Meri. I have really no right to ask anything, to command anything, to demand anything, and give me this and give me that. I'm not different, I'm nothing more than Kegomel Ale Ima, Kegomel Ale Nafshi, just like this Imi, like this little infant. The question is, why do you ask that? Why do you itemize your needs? So this tzaddik said, I'm doing it only to acknowledge to what extent I'm depending on you, and you asked me to do it. However, you Hashem, you just do what you have to do. And it says, Kvarinachti kol yinona gzeroscho, I left all my nyonim on your gzera, just you do what you want to go. And what does he say clearly? He makes a condition after he puts in all these things. So I'm going to ask from you with my stupidity, which is not good for me, or I'm going to ask you something which is not for my cure, your choice is better than my choice. You just do what you feel is good for me, and that's what I feel good for me. Remember, this is, I'm putting it as a big foundation, that this is really the way of davening. Here you can see again that really we don't know what is good for us, what is not good for us. This is it. So why we ask? It's a mitzvah of asking. What we have to ask, the last words we have to give to Hashem, let Hashem accomplish what she wants to give. Any question on this?
The word Baruch, Baruch. It's recognizing the source.
Baruch? Why is it always Baruch means blessing.
One word is blessing, Hashem. And you need blessing from us.
Well, because it's not because we open up the world, because we want to give. Because you, Hashem, really allowed me and commanded me to do so. That's the reason before we daven, Hashem Eresher, the noise for Sai Tiftach. Hashem, open my lips, Piyagit Yosef, Mamad should tell you praises. Why? There's a prayer before prayers, because the truth of the matter, how could we open up our mouth to speak the praise? Tilas Hashem Yedaber Pi. The praise of Hashem should say Mamad. Who am I to speak up the praise of Hashem? How could I open up? How can I even talk to Hashem? That's what the Chosid says. What right do you even have to talk about it? The answer is, because Hashem commanded us to do it, and it's the only way to express ourselves to Kodesh Baruch. the biggest chesed is actually what Kodbach allows us to talk to him. And Kodbach, actually, what does Kodbach do? He takes his cover, takes his honor, and he says, imagine that you're going to a kindergarten, and if you want the kindergarten children should connect to you, should talk to you, they should praise you day and night and talk to you, and you have to hear, you have to listen to their praises morning and evening and afternoon, and all day long. You have to entertain yourself. You're doing it all for the benefit of the little kindergarten child, that he should feel good, he should feel connected to you. You know what I mean? He should feel connected to you. That's Kav Yochel Kodesh Baruch Hu lowers himself and says, please talk to me, praise me, and ask anything, and itemize my greatness. So Kodesh Baruch Hu takes his great endless honor and covet, and he lets this little person itemize the greatness of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? All the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, because oh, you should know me, you should be close to me, you should be able to. Hurts all the accidents in the world, the tzorais of all the tzorais in the world, the minu chaloye, minu odam, by all the different diseases in the, from people. Va'afne ha-moiroim ham-tzukim, all the inconveniences, tragedies which is happening. Mimasor, it's not being arrested. Verov, it's not starving, it's hunger, not thirsty. Ve'kor v'chor, not cold, not warm. Usame ha-movis, it's not poison to death. V'chayis rois, is not attacked, but chayis rois, v'tzoras, they're not plagued, the tira fadas, doesn't go crazy. All these things could be easily hit with. Imine bitul hahor goshos, how easily a person could lose his sensitivity. Person loses sensitivity, loses the hergish, doesn't feel other people. How easily he could lose himself. Imashu daimelize, and anything which is imidiosai, also he knows shiroi lehem, that he would be worthy to have this punishment. He knows that he's not worthy to be saved of all these unlimited possibilities of sufferings. He should even be plagued with all these bad things. There's no coincidence in this world. And see two things. You see wherever you go, you see suffering. You see, million and one things could go wrong, and you could be a terrible suffering person, one end. And the second, you see actually that you're worthy to be plagued. Why should everything go easy with you? And because you've done all the sins which you've done for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Goydel Masha Ovar, and all the great transgressions, Mamroisa Selakov, when you went against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ubezoisa Bidvorov, when you embarrassed his words, and yet gave up on thanking him and praising him. In other words, you had transgressed his things and you embarrassed his words, you're not learning and davening as it should be, and he abandoned his thanking him continuously, and you went off of his worship. You leave behind the process of doing tshuva and acknowledging in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you went around an entire time of rebellions, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu was continuously good to you, to Dearest Chas de Olav, and continuously Kodesh Baruch Hu made chesed on you, and continuously making Hashem chesed on you, you still, you don't recognize that how many million things could go wrong for you, and acknowledge it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's very important. You know, when all of a sudden something happens, a bad thing to a person, here you could see the way a person reacts to the bad thing. If the person reacts angry, why, and he gets mad, or he puts up a big smile, that's all, I expected much more. That's all, I'm happy to get away with it. That's everything. Where is the difference coming from? What the person looks. If a person doesn't live with this cheshbon, if a person doesn't have this accounting, look how many million things could go wrong with you, most terrible things could go wrong with you. And you're worthy that you should be plagued with it. You should worthy Hashem should punish you. Because you have done many chatoim, and you're not busy, and you don't have the shield, the protection of this bad thing. Because a person is continuously involved in Torah mitzvahs, he's shielded. But you know, you take off the shield, imagine you go out in a place where there's cross shooting, continuously go out without a bulletproof. So what do you expect not to get hit? All of a sudden you got hit in the arms, and thank God it went into the heart. But if you, now when people, I mean, all of a sudden, hurt by something, which, you know, last night I was in Borough Park, and I come out, and somebody broke into my car, shut my windshield, and I got the car. So as I saw it, I left, made a ton of effort. That's it. Thank God they didn't steal the whole car. And then when I looked into the car, I left even more. I found my tape recorder in the car, many other things in the car. Everything I found, then they didn't take, they only took the radar. Then I took the radar, and this bomb only took it, so the radar was there. Just grabbed it out, and ran for himself. And then I was even laughing more. It was like a mitzvah. I found a mitzvah. I found this tape recorder, it cost much more. This is very expensive. And I wouldn't have been able to give the class this morning. See, look at it two ways. You could get angry, look at this bumps, you could curse, you could just say, hey, listen, probably I deserved it. Not probably, I'm sure 1,000% I deserve it. Not probably, it's 1,000,000% I deserve it. But I know, I expect I deserved more. See, the car would have been totally stolen, would have lost everything in it, and I wouldn't have had to come home. It cost an enormous amount of money. It could be 1,000,000 times more. Because. So you look at it two ways. When a person lives with a cheshm, that he sees what's going around in the world, and Hashem saves you from it, and you don't understand why Hashem saves you from it. Why? Why you wanted to be saved on it? And all of a sudden, something is happening. You know, you're surprised. That's all. That's all what you hit me. It's a reminder. Because when a person looks into this cheshbon, the yachshav, he will calculate the mashem boy the boy as the odam. He will calculate all these things. The book is testing the people. Mashem upon them, as we have said in the previous chapter, I'm going boy lemaze. Because Baruch Hu makes this hurts, makes this all this tragedies in this world is all to test the person. But Salosa Mem and Akush Baruch Hu is rescuing the person from the suffering. And he's saving the person according to which the person's worth. Yigdal Shiv Chalotav Yisrael Kimon. Of course, he will enlarge the thanks of Akush Baruch Hu on him. V'mayr ala tshuva, and will bring him closer to tshuva b'koshes of Achil and asking Achil Amasha Kodem Loi. He will immediately. Every time something happens which is extraordinary, immediately thank Hashem that you reminded me and it, I went pretty cheap off. But thanking alone is not enough. You do immediately tshuva, try to evaluate your life in the past, what have you done wrong, and asking Mechila and stop what you're doing. Because Mechila Masha Kodam in Avonis Vachatum Hashem Stiram Aboyer Olam Zman Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the sins a long time and didn't make them aware of it. That's one of the reasons, one of the things which we know the Riyah Kodesh says about tshuva. Has Yisurim. There's no smooth ride in this world. Now some people do have a smooth ride. Those people, the Kodesh Baruch Hu ignores them. Come on, don't bother me. But as a person starts growing, and starts working on himself, starts improving, there must be failures in life. There must be letdowns in life. Because those letdowns of life, Kodesh Baruch Hu like is teasing him, okay? Come on, you did pretty good, but don't be so satisfied. Now boom, I show you that you failed. Now start up again. Start a new cycle. It's always a new push. It's always a new push. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu likes them, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person is not capable, you can't throw the whole book at the person. Look, you've done he wrong, he wrong, he wrong. The person comes in and wants to do tshuva, and you throw the book at him, and listen, he's collapsing, says, what do you want from me? I can't. So first you tap him, no, nish gefel, this is nish gefel. Just do this, just keep Shabbos, just do this. And when he does it, when he's comfortable with it, he's so happy, say hi, all of a sudden he gets a kick in his back, you know, he feels a little the other punch. So what's this? So let's go a little bit deeper. No, you have to do this, you have to do this. And this is constantly an out of order. We are here to grow. We are here to grow. And the minute when we stop growing, you get a kick. When you take things for a fact, you had a good day, 2 days, you take it for granted, and just start floating on it, and you know, and you stop growing.
You slide back.
So Kodesh Baruch Hu kicks you further. So you see, something is happening to you. Like if something is happening, so there's a flare up, there's a letdown, whatever it is, you fail. So you have two choices. Either get devastated and fall back altogether, or you must grow further. So actually this was a reminder of Hashem. Hashem says, okay, stop. We're all climbing a high mountain, and we only finish climbing when we die. And we have a tendency to say to ourselves, well, I reached the peak of the mountain. That's for me the peak. And because we're lazy. We love, we'll be lazy. The Mesilas Yesharim says, Klal Godu, it's Lavoides Aperishim, Shekol Kil Tzricha Bedika. It's a cloud gone by the void of Purushim. A person is a Porush who wants to get away from the world and wants to improve his life. Shekol Kula, every easiness, every lightness, everything, you have to be Boydik. Is it proper or not? I'm stopping too immaturely. I have to grow, I have to grow. What's happening when we do stop and we try to justify it? And we are unbelievable lawyers to ourselves. We have 1,000,001 reasons to justify and to excuse ourselves. We always excuse ourselves beautifully. So, and deceive ourselves. We really mean it. We have no suspicion even that we are wrong. But when do we know that we are wrong? All of a sudden we get a kick in the back, you know, we fail, boom, something flips. Oh, Hashem, you're wonderful, you're not letting me in a coma, you're not letting me get away with my mishigas, with my interpretations. When you fail, just come on, get out, and start growing again. And then, for you read the Tzorech Aliyah, because we continuously have to grow. And then the Yoritzli Dobik, then he's going to run to get attached to Avodah Zarah and service of Kodesh Baruch Hu. You remember, if we are afraid of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we leave Chosayis and we push away all those bad things. Kmo Hashem Elohim Posik says, Yoimad, Im Shema Tishma Kodesh Hashem Elokecho. If you're really going to listen to the call of Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not Im Shema Tishma. Im Shema, if you want to listen, Tishma, you will hear. I don't hear because you didn't want to listen. There's no such a thing in this world. Everything is a message from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to know Kodesh Baruch Hu communicates with us. Yoim leyoim yabia oimer, says the Baal HaTanya. Every day yabia is expressing oimer, he's saying. Every day we have to be smarter. Kodesh Baruch Hu continuously lectures. Imagine sitting in a seminar by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu continuously lectures, and every day has his own independent individual lecture. But you don't hear. You don't hear the lecture. You don't hear them. We're not smarter today as we were yesterday. You know why? Because you didn't listen. If you would have listened, Tishma. Yoimer Hashem says, Im Shemoya. If you will hear, if you want to listen, Tishma, you're going to hear the Koel Hashem to the voice of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what will be the result if you continue to listen? You don't fall back. The result is, Askalamachal Shasham to Mitzrayim, Lo Osim Elecho. That all the diseases which I gave on Mitzrayim will never be put on you, because it's not important. Because the difference is when a Kodesh Baruch Hu puts a machla on Mitzrayim, and Lahav, a Kodesh Baruch Hu puts a machla on a Jew, is a big difference. Machla Mitzrayim is for punishment, it's for destruction. Machla for Jew to make him think about Hashem. Come on, you see a person sitting at the class and doesn't concentrate, you kick him, you give him a kick in the feet, okay, he wakes up. When a Jew is not listening to the lecture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishmoya Tishma, Lekoyel Hashem Elokecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a machla, and then he has no choice, and he has to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he listens to him. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given him, and he doesn't listen anyhow, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves him alone, then all of a sudden, he has a good life anyway. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't want to work? Okay, so enjoy yourself in this world, you're going to get your punishment. But we see it's connected. The Pasuk connects us. Im Shmoya, the Pasuk Bechikoisa. Im Shmoya, if you want to listen to Shmoya, you're going to be able to heal the Kol Hashem El Kecho. Kochol HaShinuch Mitzavko. Everything which I'm telling you, Hayoim, today. Every Yoim, there's a tzivu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we are never, one thing we have to take up in our mind. You know, we instead of looking backwards, and to know how much we had grown, we should look forward how much we have still to conquer the mountain. There's two ways of climbing the mountain. You climb the mountain and all of a sudden, oh, thank God, I went, and now I could rest a little bit, I could settle. These people never going to reach the peak because it's difficult, because the higher you go, the difficulter it becomes. But the person who climbs and climbs says, look how much you have more to go, and soon the time is short. You have to climb. You don't look back how much you covered, look back how much you still have to do. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't look back at the same time. If you look forward, how much you have to go, and then you get discouraged, how is it possible I could do it? Then you could look also back, look how much ground I covered. And if I was capable of covering this ground behind me, why can't I go in front of me? But only looking backwards, look how Baruch Hashem, how good I am, I'm settled, and you don't stop growing further, then nobody there can you conquer the world. You can't conquer it. So this is, Im Shemaya Tishma, if you're going to listen, and therefore you're going to hear, then it's not important. I should remind you to Machlo Kol Shasham Tzayim. I wouldn't have to put it. Omer Lepozik Veheser Shem Yuchol Kol Choy Luchol Madu Mitzrayim Aroim. The Baruch will take away all the diseases and all the hurt of Mitzrayim Horoim. Asher Data Vichinu Lo Yisimim Bach. Now, what is Toyris Veheser Shem Yuchol Choy Luchol Madu Mitzrayim Aroim? We do see, unfortunately, Elohim Tzadikim who have Machlo Mitzrayim and have Madu, have Yisurim. And Torah says very clearly, Veheser Hashem, because Baruch will take away. The answer is, Veheser Hashem, Kol Choylim, Kol Mad Mitzrayim, Horoyim, the bad ones. But there is Machla Mitzrayim, Madva Mitzrayim, which is not the bad ones. Yisurim, which is advancing a person, again, not the Yisurim and not the Machla is the terrible thing. The attitude, how you take it, what will happen, Chas V'Sholem, if a man, Chas V'Sholem, becomes pregnant? He gets symptoms of pregnancy. A man gets a thing, his belly is blowing up and having labor pains. Imagine a man getting contraction, getting labor pains, but he doesn't expect a child. He would just go crazy. It would be totally unbearable. Total. It's the biggest cloud which could be. Why? Because he doesn't expect anything to come out of it. And that's unbearable. The same thing will happen for a woman. She will give kiddush for that. She will thank Hashem for that. She will go crazy to have this gift to become pregnant, to be able to have labor pains. The same thing. Machla Mitzrayim, Bechol Mavim Mitzrayim, all this, this is pregnancy. This has been a lot of pain, a lot of discomfort. The Mitzrayim, Haroim, for no reason. For no reason, leads them nowhere. And for us, expectations later, a birth comes out of it. So Torah doesn't say that they're going to take away the physical signs of diseases of the thing. I will take away Yisrael Bechol Mavim Haroim. The Mavim some which are bad. But the Mavim Mitzrayim, which is good, which is the normal, which is the pardon, okay, that's a bracha. Through that you grow to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only good comes out of it. There's always a labor. So every
Mitzrayim, because the Mitzrayim didn't learn from it. Machla Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim didn't learn from the Asher Machla.
That made it Horoim. Now, Mitzrayim is the symbol. Mitzrayim is the symbol of materialism, of Koich Avayi Tzimiyodi. In other words, in this world, there's only two forces on what you depend. Either on yourself, either on Hashem. The Mitzrayim is a symbol of depending on themselves. Ram is the symbol of relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, but if one who depends on himself and everything is me and things doesn't go the way you want, you're devastated. Now, if somebody depends on Hashem and says, Sulevad, everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's never devastated. No matter how bad things, he's never devastated. It comes out. The same Machlo, the same Madve, the same Yisurim. But Mitzrayim, this is Roim. So what's happening? I mean, terrible. I'm living only once, look what it's doing for me. And the same thing by Israel, could be Yisurim Shalahava. And wealth, in what will this depend? When the Torah says, when? Not physically, it's not going to be, but it's not going to be Kamachla Mitzrayim. Mechla Mitzrayim means a suffering for no reason. And now, this is our terrible thing. When we could suffer for no reason, and we could suffer for a good reason, that depends on us. It's not the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the reason or not the reason. That's my attitude. So when a person has this cheshben ha-nefesh, when a person knows, look how many bad things isn't built into this world, which is nothing more than a toothache. Is a bad thing or a good thing? Is it a good thing? Because when I can bring the meal, I always say, there wouldn't be a toothache, we will lose all the teeth. We're going to find out all of a sudden that teeth are cavities and we lost them. Comes a toothache, is a good reminder. A stomachache is a good thing. You know, you take care before you get the really deep ulcer. All these little things, jochas, which we get, is to find out before we get totally destroyed. But when we stop picking up the messages and starting excusing everyone but not ourselves, that becomes a machla mitzrayim. You're just getting destroyed by it. But when we have the cheshmen, this 19 cheshmen, how many bad things happening in this world, and how much are we worthy that this should be punished? And Hashem should remind us. If any little thing is happening, Baruch Hashem. Now, the smart one is one who takes the messages right in the beginning. Because as Chazal say, a person is not noikev hitting his finger down here unless the machas olam lemala, the kriya above there. That means every time it's a tzaddik once pinched his finger, says, Ach, Baruch Hashem, talk about me up there. They talk about it. If not, I wouldn't pinch my finger. That's what the Gemara says. So obviously, every Yisurim is a shkocha from a Kodesh Baruch, a direct thing to Kodesh Baruch, to him. So for as the Gemara Hechadom Yisurim, what is considered Yisurim? What is Hechadom Yisurim? That is purposely sent to you to wake you up to give you a pinch. So the Gemara says, if you take out change of your pocket, you want to take a quarter to give to the Pushkin, you got a dime, you have to dip in again in your pocket, that's already considered Yisurim. So this is an unbelievable, beautiful chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could pick up the slightest little disappointment. The slightest. I tell you, I have admitted, I'm going to borrow parking, shall have it, I'm rushing, I'm late at my shir, and I have to. And there's always difficult parking lots, parking spots, you know. But when I come, usually there's rain. And for some reason, I always get a good parking spot. My wish last minute, this guy is just waiting. There's a line of people waiting for parking, all of a sudden I come there, no parking, all of a sudden this guy is just moving out from me, give me the parking lot. Find us a message from a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you here. And also you don't find a parking spot, you have to make one round again, you lost 5 minutes again, you pick it up as a Surim. What does Hashem want? What did he do wrong? Immediately. When we pick up the early warnings, the early small Yisurim, the small inconveniences, we don't need the Machla Mitzrayim, the Madvi Mitzrayim. When we miss these little messages, then there is a problem. You have to pick up this, my Moshul, the simple Moshul that when do we talk to Hashem? It becomes unbearable. The doctor doesn't have all of a sudden. When nobody helps her. Hashem, you come to Hashem. Hashem is so good. You're so kind. Help me. Hashem says, yes, now you can. I came to you 100 times. You know, they tell me the Moshe when all of a sudden, you know, the Shvigah calls up to say, I'm coming over to you. The house is a mess. You're lazy. You didn't put the house together. Oh, that's all that I need now. The Shvigah is in my house now. She says, no, please don't come. But she hung up the phone and she's already on the way. So, but she can't let her in. So what she must have dismissed it. She closes the door and Shvigar starts ringing the bell and she doesn't answer. Like she disappeared from the house. But Shvigar says, I just spoke, I just told her I'm going to come. And she doesn't know that. She doesn't want her in. And she rings, and she makes herself not known. She starts knocking and banging, makes herself not knowing. Then she starts pushing. She really gets scared. She's going to break open the door. She pushes, she puts the table there, the chairs there. She shouldn't be able to push in. And Shvigar sees no response. She gets even more scared. She really, finally, she breaks down the road. Makes down. She's there. He says, hi, Shvigar. Hi, ma'am. How are you doing? Nice to see you. And he puts up a nice smile. I said, what a nice to see you. Like, I rang the bell and knocked. Now I'm nice. Nice to see you. Why didn't you open the door right in the beginning? You know, you made that exactly is what we're doing. Hashem first rings the bell. Okay, a little toothache. Not finding a pocket, breaking a window. Little things, little things. Just a plain shalom, thank you. Come in. Okay, now let's see the cheshbon. Okay, what? You don't have to tell me. I know why I'm wrong. I did this. Whatever it is, any little thing. You don't get the small message, you get a bigger message. But we're mishearing messages, not hearing messages. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message, and we take care on it. We go to the doctor, this. But we still don't talk to Hashem. And then all of a sudden, when the door breaks down, and the doctor says nothing could help, only a miracle could help. But then all of a sudden, the brain says, so good, you're so sweet. Hi. Hi. Hashem says, now you come with hi. Where are you? I'm speaking for 1 year. I keep sending all kind of problems to you. And you forget, this is this chesed. The cheshbon is that we should always know how to pick up. We could communicate so beautifully with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a step to step. And how beautiful is it when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets it out on your car, not on your body, not on your children? Lets it out there. Pick up the phone on the first thing. Open the door on the first doorbell. Hashem says, let me into your house. Let me into yourself. Let me into the chamber. On the first doorbell, pick up the door. Open the door.
Yeah,
pick up the answering machine. Yeah, I'm gonna pick up the Yom Kippur. I'm gonna pick up all the messages. You know, rewind the messages. I'm gonna have, you know, I have no time for you now. You know, I gotta come home. I gotta have. Menucha said, no, we have to be tuned into this message continuously. One of our Hasidim, from the advanced Hasidim, said, "Reut, look, she'en aroid meimis. Look, not the aroid, the snake is killing. Ela chet meimis. The chet, the sin is killing." If a snake killed a person, it's not nature. There's no such thing. The snake is not in his own authority. It's all sticking hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I hate me, Mr. Sin. What would the Rosh Hashanah said? Al shachal v'pesen tidrach. You could step on all kind of snake, and all kind of wild beast, and nothing will happen. Why? Ki bi choshak, because you are really relied on me, v'faltein. I will save you. Sakvei yodashu, because you know my name. If you know my name and you're fully in love with me, I will rescue you from all kind of things. You know, there's thousands of miracles which we go through daily and we're not even aware of. If we would have only shown the only almost misses in Chas V'Shalom, in the household of children, how many nisses in Malachim watching our children? A child picks up a chair, throws it out, and just missed it by side. How many of these things happen? We don't even know it. That's why. Because of Alteve Sekveyu, I'm the one who continues to preserve and watch, why? Kiyoda Shmi, because you know my name. You're always busy with me. When a person has his bulletproof shield on himself, what's the bulletproof? Boy Hashem Miftachoch, he continues, Shvi's Hashem like the summit. 24 hours a day, you're talking with Hashem, that's your bulletproof. Nothing penetrates. If some little thing penetrates, you pick it up right away. You know that's something you missed. And never blame Hashem. Listen, I was so good. There's always something which you could have done better, which Hashem wants you to do better. Well, Esrim, in the 20th cheshbon, cheshbon im nafshoi, when a person makes a cheshbon with your nefesh, im yele moment, if he has money, meponim shekonoi mehem. How, under what condition came the money to him? Did it came with a chet or with a chiser? Did it acquire the money kosher or not? How did I spend the money? Is it justified or not? Had I enough spent to my responsibilities of Kodesh Baruch Hu? Had I paid back my responsibility to mankind? Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to have. In other words, the 20th cheshbon should always be your financial order in your house. look around what you possess. Is it all earned and kosher? Is the money kosher? Is your possession kosher? Expenditure, is it all justified? I always say, justify your consumption. You always have to justify everything which you consume. Had I fulfilled my responsibilities to Hashem from this money and to people from this money, just like Moshe Chaim. V'al yachshiveni ma'amoy dolov bilvad. And don't consider that those monies have been given to you ma'amoyd olav bilvad, that should be only for you. No value in this world is exclusively yours. The yeda shinoki etzla kamar pekodin is by you nothing more like a palm, right?
Pawn.
Money by you doesn't belong to you, just like your body doesn't. Nothing, matter of fact, belongs to us. Our life doesn't belong to us. Our body doesn't belong to us. Our money doesn't belong to us. It's nothing more kamar pekodin like a palm. You show it. It's going to be by us, kol oy shir tzaboy rebuyot, as long as Hashem wants to hold it by us. And then, Yafkiden Yitzhakah takes it away from us and gives it to hold by somebody else, Ve'eshi Yirtze, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Why does the money called in Loshon Chazal Zuzim, Zuz? Because it Zaz, moves. It moves from one person to another person. Its money circulates around in this world. One, there's a time you hold it, and the other hold it. It's the same money. So when other person, and actually, when you give charity for a poor man, the Torah says, don't feel bad when you give it to him. I said, don't feel bad. Lamaisa says, Hashem could tell me, okay, give tzedakah. I will give tzedakah, but don't feel bad. Why should I feel bad? I worked so hard. I got money. It's my money, and I'm giving it away. I do feel bad, but I don't mind feeling bad. I mean, you're fasting and keeping. Don't feel bad that you're fasting and keeping. Of course, I feel bad. But I fast. You told me to fast. So why tzedakah different? See, you're not supposed to feel the pain of tzedakah. Why not? Why isn't a big madrega? I love money. I want to have it, but I give everything up for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why layera levavcho be sitna loy? It says no santit and give layera levavcho ke ah biglalze. What's a glal? Glal is gilgul. Glal is also galgal. Is a wheel. So, but tzedakah. The inyan from tzedakah is not an inyan, just like fasting, the inyan that you make a gemilas chesed begufa with your body. Like once a gemilas chesed, right? Schlep, you see a person schlep. But don't be hurt, you schlep. Of course I'm hurt, why not? But that's the mitzvah, I don't mind. So give tzedakah, of course I'm hurt, but don't mind. Fine, Baruch Hashem, you feel you're giving, you're taking a part of yourself. The answer is no, tzedakah is a message. It's okay, the money which you have, ki beglal hazeh, because of this, akur b'yavarech achot. Gal means, the fact he's poor, you have the money belongs to him. No santita la velera bavacho besitna la, ki beglalze evrecho Hashem. Ki beglalze evrecho. So, why is it beglalze? Because when you feel, velera bavacho besitna la, when your heart will not feel bad that you give, why don't you feel bad? Because you recognize the money is not a part of me, it's not me. The money is nothing more than a pawn in my hand. And before it was by him, that the fact he's poor and I have the money proves that this money belongs to him and not to me. Because if the justice that I should have double money, he should have no money at all. If Pshat is, this is his money, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to me, that I should take care on him. So shouldn't I be more thankful to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the fact that he gave me to hold the money for him, than instead of he should hold the money for me? How should I feel bad? You should really feel good when you give money to somebody else. So you should really feel, you know, every time when we make Shiduchim, Chasanas, and you make a machut, and the machut hasn't got money. So even it's difficult for you.
Every time he hasn't got money.
Most of the time, yeah, most of the time. So I never for a moment, as a matter of fact, I made this to say, listen, I'm not giving you anything. This child and these two children came down to the world, the panosa comes with them. All the money which you need to getting married of children is coming with them. Whatever they need is coming. Hashem told them to marry, and every person has his designated wealth which he has to have. Sometimes deposited by you, sometimes deposited by me, sometimes deposited by both. If both can, we have to do it both. But if you can't and I can't, it's my obligation to do it. It's not a feeling like I give more than you give. But I'm not giving to begin with. You're not giving anything. You're giving his money. It's you, the father. You have the money. You just like the same thing as with a stranger. And if a person will gonna think the man who owns money will look this type of evaluation, that's the way you're going to look on money. He's never going to be afraid of recessions, inflations, and bad times, and losing money. That's the Meshuggah. The contrary, the more money you're sitting, the more obligated you have to watch, the more responsible you are. And Hashem takes it away from you to leave. You're on vacation now. Hashem sent you off on vacation. He's going to feed you further. As long as you are alive, he's going to feed you. So he's never going to be afraid. Be mishoed a moment by yodoy. And if the money will still stay in bad times in his hand, and with all the figures man that didn't took away money, yoida boy the shafe is going to thank Hashem further that you still trust me further. Im yoivad me mene, and if it has been lost by him, he is by the dino. He's going to be able to take the dino of Hashem. The yirtze begzerosa, he's going to accept the gzeros Hashem. The yekal be einav is going to be light and easy in his eyes with shtamish but to use the money. Let's see to spend him a void as a kelim's work in the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The last time we made to do the good things. Lahar zeid amonas lahosh rapikon to give it back, to trust him to give back. He will easily give it back. But liyachmoid odam bemamoinai. Because a man will never envy somebody else's money, will never lost somebody else's money. Will give the oni la onya. He's never going to look down a poor man because he's poor. Because I'm just as poor as you are. The fact that I'm carrying a load, this is a pawn. But there's no, you see, the bank teller who sits in front of thousands and thousands of cash money and cashes all day checks. Comes a guy and he cashes his working check. He says, you little work check. He comes and gives you $400-$500 check. I'm saying all the thousand. No, it doesn't feel it because this is not mine. In country, that $500 belongs to him. I may not even have the $500 either. But we sit on our money, just like a bank teller sits on a drawer of money. And he gives and hands out money. He's only cashing checks which it doesn't belong to you. He will never look down on anyone. Oh, you're a poor man.
We have to watch.
As a bank teller, you have responsibilities. The contrary, you're even more guilty, but you're not proud. Look, this is all my money. You're sitting and saying, it's not my money. What if it's not my money? Now, what's happening? A man makes a fortune, makes a few good deals, and there's a windfall of money, and he got in $1 million. He got $1 million. What's happening? He has to get nervous. Oh boy, I'm becoming a watchman on $1 million. I have to distribute it. It's not my money. I have to give an accounting for every penny how I spend them, and I have to spend them out and have to make sure that they're going to give me a right chesed. Now, what does a man do if you walk with the Harlem streets? Okay, you have been given $1 million to carry through. What do you do? And everyone knows that you carried $1 million. You're watching out for your life. You know, you're being killed and murdered. You're watching out for yourself. You want to unload $1 million as soon as you can. But you can't unload it because you have a message. You have a shlichus to fulfill. You have an assignment what to do. So, you know, you're giving $1 million and being told, give for this poor man, give for this and give for this man. So you're walking Harlem streets and says, oh boy, I wish, come fast. And you give out as fast as you can. And you got all this, thank God, I delivered $1 million, I'm safe, I don't have anything anymore. That's exactly as you should be in life. When we make money, when we see the money, you should get nervous and try to get rid of it in a justified way as soon as you can. Because as long as you stay with the money, you're walking in Harlem and people know that you have money and you're going to get hurt. And the first Schwarzer is your inside, in yourself. He's killing you. He's the first one who's going to take advantage. He's the first one who's going to try to kill you. He's the first one who's out in Harlem, the bum. You don't have to watch on the outside factor. You're going to get intoxicated. You're going to get carried away. Soon you're buying a Lincoln, and then you're going to be all fly down. Then you're going to be all, and the other people are going to envy you. You're going to become so hush. They need a lecture of Hanukkah, Missy Avni.
Lincoln freed them.
But the Lincoln, he fled Harlem, right? Yeah. So now he fled the fucking Harlem. Why do you call Lincoln? What is that? This meter is one of the strongest of the meters in the fierce Hamagunas and pushes away all because we could see people are being killed because of money. It's one of the most powerful destructive bombs in a person's thing. Because when people identify themselves with their own money, becomes one, is the most terrible thing. Because you know, when you take money from them, it's just like pulling teeth. Mamish pulling teeth. Whatever you see them, Chubei used to say, like, I don't understand, how can you ask an American money? It's just like you go to give me a little fat of your belly, give me a little meat of your stomach, give me a finger. Money is him and he's money. In America, everything is money. Time is money, you know, you're just as good as money. Money, that's you. Now, the more you identify yourself with money, you're nothing. But when a person has money, it's not the one, it's an object. It's a very expensive object and a very dangerous object. It's dynamite. Money is dynamite. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it to you to watch it, to preserve it, and to spend it in a proper way. And if you don't know what to do with it, that's the most destructive element in this world. And if you're sitting on dynamite, you're sensitive. You're very, very careful because it shouldn't explode in your face. and you want to control it, and then you have all the devices of control on it. In America, America, money is being worshipped, of course, making money. Money is the biggest worship element in this world today. God we trust, you know, in the dollar bill.
But since Pharaoh, he hid the money, and the only thing they took away from there is that
The point, he went after the money, and that we still have from him.
Right.
He worshipped money, hide the money, in the outside, in the dirt. And then when we went and he took it out, the business Hayam. Now, you could see the business Hayam competes with Gilui Elokus. Kriyas Yamsuf was Gilui Elokus, revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and picking up to revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could take the Atmos Yosef, as the Maral says, you could take the Mashiach by Yosef for the Vadim, you could have Atmos Yosef. But when there's business Hayam, you after grabbing money, taking money, you leave alone Atmos Yosef, the Gilui Elokus, it's everything. And I told you, I mentioned that the Menoy Melech and Pashas Kadosh said, before Mashiach will come, that's going to be the most, unbelievable words. Mashiach will come, and all the tzaddikim are going to get with him, all the Baal Tshuva is going to get with him, they're going to fly high with him. What's with other people, all the general religious people, fine people, they don't do sins, they like to be good, but they love money. What will be with them? Since Mashiach will take him to the ocean, they're going to open up fortunes of money, you're going to give him a lot of money, silver and gold and diamonds, you're going to give him, and you're going to start grabbing and grabbing and grabbing, you're going to take home loads of money, you're going to become so, it's going to become such a prosperity. And now who's giving him? Mashiach is giving him. And then when the time will come, Mashiach will start flying away, high, you know, in the heavens, going to become high, and all the tzaddikim and purushim. Tzaddikim means tzaddikim, purushim means Baal Tshuva, who were nifras in Olam Hazeh, who sticking up with Mashiach, would fly along with Mashiach. They're going to fly along because they touch with him. And all the other people, they find beautiful religious people. And they have only one problem, they only love money. And Mashiach gave money. They also want to fly with Mashiach. But they wouldn't be able. Because the load of the money is keeping him down. You know, you have this anchor, it's down in the Gashmizdik world, the gold and silver, CDs. You know, you just can't let go. You just can't let go. You can't let go the business. You can't let go the season. You're in the middle of the season, you can't let go. And they say, well, Mashiach, I want to go with you. How come those people fight with I can't? You can, just you have to let go, but you can't let go. Says the Neim HaMelech, all the Mashiach gave him the money. But Mashiach's gift is actually the detrimental thing that he can't grow with Mashiach. And that's what it's Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem gave him all the business of Yam, but at the same time he could have taken the Atmos Yosef to Mashiach, but he revived the Mashiach ben Yosef, and he could have seen Gilui Elokus. But when this is business of Yam, the money is blinding him. So this is the strongest dynamite. So that we need a lot of training, a lot of training. Training means not to love money, not to fall for money, and believe it betochen. That's the first foundation to keep yourself capable of being removed from the world. And this could only be accomplished with the middle of betochen, because after all, we need money. It would be easy to get away from all these problems if you could go by without money. But you need money. You need a lot of money. You have to raise a family, and you should have money. You have to live in a good Jewish neighborhood, and that costs a lot of money. To live in Monte costs much more than it costs in the Bronx. But you have to live where it is. So you need a lot of money. But the same time you need a lot of money, you take it with betochen. And you know that you're not going to get a penny less, not a penny more, but just in Torah Shoshana. And nothing in the world, money will not move you, not up and down. And when you have this thing, you have the key to fight. If you don't have this thing, you could have a nice Jew and a good Jew, and you could have things. And it's going to be heavier and heavier, harder and harder to you to tab into Mashiach's world. Because the more money he's give you, the heavier it's going to be for you to detect yourself. And you could bet. You know, imagine business people, good, fine, b'nai trade, and whatever they are. In the middle of the good season, and they prepare the big inventory, and the sales goes on, everything fine and well, and all of a sudden Mashiach will come. Middle of the item says, ah, couldn't you wait 2 weeks after the season? They're going to be devastated. Because, why do you need the season? There's no such a thing. The money holds you.
You can't take away the money from real Bali Stucker, it's kind of a chesed that they won't be too happy.
Absolutely. Hashem sees that these people will not be able to tune into Mashiach as long as they sit on the money. So Kushbach has to pray us to empty them out and have to make sure they cannot depend on them and involve force them depending on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and maybe hopefully gonna come back to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's because they're with the Hashem, then they're gonna be able to go with Hashem. Knows there's people who waited to be with Mashiach, but they can't.
The
money holds them. So Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the money from them, it gives them patch and patch and patch and patch in all areas until we have no choice just to be with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you may be ready to see Mashiach. But Mashiach will still test us. Mashiach will come and says, you need to take Mashiach, you need to take money. And then you wouldn't know what to do. So you have to work to get unhooked, totally unhooked. The one who lent to Kodesh Baruch Hu, how do you lend to Kodesh Baruch Hu? How do you lend to Kodesh Baruch Hu money? Choyn and dal. To give for the poor person. Gmula Shalom. If you choyn and dal, you continuously look forward to give for the poor person. Give of yourself for the poor person. Give of yourself. Be generous. Then you malve Hashem. You're actually giving back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's Gmula Yishalom Loi. Kodesh Baruch Hu will repay you what you're giving. And that's because a person who feels that it's not you just giving it back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.